I would giggle. I wouldn't even know what to say.
Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Mel Gelbart.
I'm horny, grab some lube and do it.
And Larry Mead.
I'm so butch.
Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch.
The only thing you can do by talking is ruin it.
Here's Nate.
All right. Whoa. That's loud in my head.
That's what he said.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Welcome back to another episode of The Nate Darling Show.
Nate's cat is staring at me.
That would be Ace. Yeah, you just got here. He's keeping an eye on things. That's what he does.
Stink eye.
A little bit. Kitty stink eye.
It is not nice of you to do that, little cat.
All right, coming up on the show this week, a dude with a samurai sword. A parody song that made me laugh, which is very rare, and an NFL
it's
owner.
It's very rare for you to laugh
at a parody song, and an NFL owner makes sort of an acting debut. We'll talk about all of that coming up this week.
I'm weirded out because Larry's wearing pants.
I didn't have time to change. I never wear pants.
You look so fancy. I've never seen you fancy like this.
Ew, this isn't fancy.
He's wearing a button-down shirt with a short-sleeve shirt with a t-shirt underneath and some sort of khaki pants.
I love shorts. It's one of the reasons I love to live where I live.
Yeah, shorts are a good thing.
I also have incredibly hot legs.
You do.
You mean temperature-wise or
no,
sexy-wise?
I have sexy legs. People accuse me of having calf implants.
I believe that.
I mean, they're
you look like you do.
It's crazy. My legs are crazy. They don't match my upper body. I have the upper body strength of a fourth grade girl and a lower body strength of like 8 UFC fighters.
Hmm.
I can leg press like 850.
You know, women talk about that all the time too, about how strong their legs are, but they can't lift like a 5-pound sack of flour.
What do you have on your head?
I'm going to get to that in just a minute.
Nate Darling has red blotches all over his face and head.
I have two, and I will explain that. So let's start out by saying, Mel, how was your week?
It was super fun. I went to the fair.
I can't wait to go to the fair.
I had wine slushes for the first time.
They're so good.
They are amazing. They were really good, and I had a corn. It was a cheat day, so I was allowed to have whatever I wanted. Paul said so. So I had a corn dog, and I had barbecue, and I had a fancy coffee drink, and I had many, many, many wine slushies.
Why do you get a fancy coffee drink at the fair?
Because I wanted something desserty, but I didn't want to deal with ice cream for some reason. So I got like a coffee milkshakey thing because it was neater to eat without being drippy.
So let me ask you one thing right there. You said it was a cheat day, so Paul let you eat what you wanted.
He's helping be my sort of conscience on my shoulder and monitor what I eat. Plus, he cooks all the food and prepares all my meals anyway, so it's pretty easy to have him do that.
Okay. I wanted to clear that up because the way you said it, it almost sounds like he's regulating your dietary intake. It sounded very controlling.
I have a serious lack of self-control, especially when it comes to portion control. So it's nice to have somebody to sort of gently guide me.
Okay.
But he's been taking it kind of seriously. So, but he said the fair was a free for all. And I get to pick what I want on my cheat day every day. So this week I want homemade chicken wings because his are the best.
Okay.
What was the coolest thing you saw at the fair?
I like the art. Don't tease me. One of our friends actually had a really great exhibit in the art area. Iana.
Oh, nice.
Aaron's wife.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She had this thing that was, I'm not even sure I can explain it, but it was like two giant vases that were like, you know, that like old rough textured old giant, you know, like not like a Ming vase, not like the smooth kind, but like
terracotta,
like more like that. And then there was like lasers that were going on them, and they were playing the sound of them through a machine, so it was like a record playing off of this old stone pottery, clay pottery.
That's
whatever.
Pretty sweet.
It was really neat. I like that. We saw baby pigs. I like
that.
Did
you ride anything?
We rode the monorail because I love the monorail a lot, but I can't ride any regular rides because I get sick.
Mm. Is it a motion sickness thing?
Yeah. Everything pretty much makes me motion sick. So
Adam and I are going to the fair next week, and I'm a little bit nervous.
We saw the splash dogs.
Oh, how were they?
So fun. They were adorable. I put pictures on my Facebook page. I like the splash. Oh, and we went. This was the most organized I've ever gone to the fair. Usually we go, we walk around, and we never see anything because we always have just missed something or something has not started. This year, I actually wrote everything down. So we saw the splash dogs, which is dogs that jump for distance off of a dock into water. And then there was a thing called Wet and Wild California that was just like this little exhibit of local rescued wild animals, basically.
Aww.
And Paul, you know, being a country guy and a farm guy, was like, none of this was new animals to him. He was not impressed. But what I think impressed him and made it worth his while was every single animal had a bodily function while we were there.
That's hot.
The possum pooped.
Oh,
the
fantastic.
Porcupine peed, and the turkey vulture vomited.
Mm.
Did you eat it?
Did any of the animals masturbate and blow jizz anywhere?
No, but that would have really rounded out the event.
That would be hot.
That would have been everything.
It was amazing. I never saw a vulture vomit before.
You didn't even ride the Tilt-A-Whirl?
I can't. It's not fun for me. It just makes me vomit.
Tilt-A-Whirl is like the best ride ever.
I don't do rides.
Yeah, there's. I mean, you gotta keep up with that. One of my favorite things when I go to the
fair.
Did you
see the picture of me with the famous person?
I did. Was that a real dude, or was that really him, or was that like a dude that looked like
him? You know,
like
you would think, because he does live basically locally, that it was him. And I hate to admit it, because so many people have been freaking out and excited. But no, it was not really Sammy Hagar. It looked dead on. And the guy is actually friends with the Hagars and has played music with them, and is friends with his son, who also is in a band and plays music. So it was almost like we met Sammy. It was way closer than just some random dude that looked like him. It was actually a friend of the family that happened to look just like him.
Because I saw the...
He's way taller than the real Sammy, apparently, though.
I saw the picture and I'm like, that looks like Sammy Hagar.
Especially because we're doing the oh yeah.
It looks just a little bit off. And the real tip off to me is Sammy Hagar, while he's in good shape and runs around and does all this stuff, is in his 60s. And this dude looked to be a little bit younger.
He was younger.
I thought it was really Sammy Hagar with a wax version of Mel.
You're funny.
A fake Mel.
People were freaking out. It was hilarious. We had so many hits on our Facebook page like, oh, I wish I got into the fair. You guys are so lucky.
It wasn't because of your lovely outfit?
Well, I got a lot of comments about my outfit, too, apparently.
Your top and your hat matched.
I was in a lot of orange.
You were.
It was like straight out of like 1992. It was hot.
Was I cute?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you, what concert was that night?
I don't know.
Left before?
Yeah, we left about 9. Besides, I can't. Oh, never mind. I was going to say something jerky that would be an inside joke, so never mind. Yeah,
I think I know what you're going to say.
Can't go near the venue.
In related news, for those of you that don't think I work, I was working very late last night and left my office around 10. And when I was driving home, it was perfect because they drove right by the fairgrounds at 10 o'clock.
Fireworks. They kept us up.
I love fireworks.
Yeah, because we're close enough that we can hear it. It sounds like gunshots.
Yeah, I can verify that because I saw Larry on Facebook. So I was shooting a message back and forth, and he's like, yeah, I'm getting ready to get out of the office now. And I'm like, wow.
What do you do till 10 o'clock?
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, he can't say it's classified.
So for those people who don't think I ever work, I feel like writing them at 10 a.m. Or how about Thursday when I'm going to work at 6:15 in the morning?
Ew.
I had to be there at 6:15 in the morning.
Sometimes I forget that we're like doing a show that other people are listening to, and I just want to like chit chat with you guys.
Well,
I forget.
Well, you know what? Though people actually like, that's one of the things people like about the show. That's why we do it off the top. People like hearing about what we're doing.
Larry, when you travel,
yeah,
this is what I was thinking about. Do you prefer to do your own thing or to go with like a tour group?
Oh, I am okay. I'm almost
because
only,
and I asked this because. Yes. Per a little bird, I was told that when you went to Costa Rica, you did a tour group through a caravan. I don't really know that I like doing tour groups, but I heard it was the most amazing trip you've ever had.
I never do tour groups. Because Jackie, my best friend from college, and I usually go abroad once a year. And we don't ever do tour groups because we can usually travel better on ourselves. The reason we did caravan was this. We wanted to go to Costa Rica, but we didn't have that much time. Costa Rica does not have very good infrastructure. Most of the places we go to, like, we don't rent cars. Like, you either take the train or you fly internally. So you try to do as much as we can. Costa Rica doesn't really have a train system, and their bus system sucks. And driving is a pain when you're on vacation. And so we were researching it, and some of the places we wanted to stay, I was looking it up, and, like, Caravan had this amazing deal, and all the reviews were great. And so I was talking to my parents, and they randomly went on a Caravan tour. Caravan's a company. They have like 6 tours. They do this New England tour that they wanted to see the colors of New England, but my dad didn't want to drive, so you could actually watch it, and they didn't. They had a great time. So for $1,000, it was over a week in Costa Rica. It was insane how good it was. because they literally have groups leaving every day, you get to, if you would have done it individually, it would have been like 2,500. It was incredible. You get to see everything. You earn a bus. It was great.
And you didn't mind being with all the people?
No, like you definitely had to be prepared that, you travel throughout Costa Rica, and the downside of traveling is that you're on a bus sometimes. But we were never on a bus longer than 3 hours. Like, stopped and did stuff. And
would you say if you just did a one place and did day trips from there, you would see enough that you would feel like you were getting an experience?
No.
I want to hear about all the places you went then later.
Because we went to both sides of Costa Rica, and we went into the volcano. We just did so much, and they arranged everything that it was so easy. It was kind of like a land version of a cruise.
So are you asking, is this going somewhere? Are you hoping to go?
I know people that are now going.
I'm planning a trip.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm fairly well traveled. I would recommend it, hands down. It's so much better than doing it by yourself. Jackie and I actually figured out, we're like, we probably would have been able to do about half had we gone by ourselves.
So is good advice to be, if you're going to, the more third worldly the country you're going to, the place where you can't do public transit.
Yeah, and especially a place like, especially if you want to cover a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's just tricky.
Yeah, because I want to talk to you about it later when we're not recording the show, because I looked at their tour, and while it covers a lot of ground, I wasn't sure that I even was interested in every single thing they were offering. So I want to hear about kind of what your experience was.
Total.
That's when you can take a nap.
Paul's taking me for my birthday.
That's how it goes. Yeah. By the way, a salute to your parents for doing the bus tour, because as someone who grew up in New England, leaf peepers, as they're called, are...
They're called leaf peepers?
Yes, they're called leaf peepers.
That sounds dirty.
They're the people that come up to peep the leaves. Mm. They are so horrible because what happens is they end up driving 30 miles an hour or less on these 50 mile an hour roads, and you're somebody who lives there, you're trying to get from place to place, and you've just got, these people in a car who don't know where they're going, have nowhere to be, who are just like all looking around, looking at anything but the road.
I don't get it. I don't get that. I don't get it.
Looking at leaves?
Yeah. I love nature and I love being outside, but after an hour, I'd be like, I get it. They're orange and pretty and okay, let's go home.
I think it's an older people thing.
Yeah. For the most part. I mean,
I miss fall. I'm not going to lie. Sacramento still has it to some degree, but
It's in December. It's for
so
a week
like
in December.
I like that feel, that crispness, college football, cider.
Well, you can just go to Apple Hill if you're in Sacramento.
Ugh.
Then you get a fight with everybody from San Francisco.
I like the fall as well. I can't imagine basing a vacation or a trip around looking at leaves, I guess.
Well.
But I think everybody's different. They have their own taste. So I don't judge. It wouldn't be for me, because I think after a day I'd be like, I got it. Leaves, orange, yellow, awesome.
Jordan and Larry, my parents travel a lot. So they were, I think, also thinking of something to do different.
So Larry, what was your week like other than working late one day?
Oh, no, I worked a lot this week, y'all. I'm not even kidding. I was at work early. I was at work late. So I worked a lot. This weekend was fun. I was at a very exciting party on Saturday that was silly. And I think it's funny that gay men know less about lesbian sex than lesbians.
What? I'm sorry, what now?
No, I meant to say gay men know more about lesbian sex than lesbians do.
Oh, okay.
It was all gay dudes at this party except for two lesbians. And all gay men think lesbians scissor. Scissoring, scissoring. And they're like, we don't scissor. And every gay man knows that lesbians scissor. That's how they have sex. I don't know why they just don't own it. So we were telling them how to do it. And there's this guy on my team. Okay, first of all, his name is Cimarron. And he looks...
Hold on. Is his real name Cimarron?
It is. It's Native American.
Oh, okay.
But he's white and he dyes his hair blonde. He's my height. I'm not joking. He's probably 115, 120. You can see him on my Facebook page. He's a skinny boy. He was saying that lesbians have sex by doing this and this, which, if you can't see it, is making a tornado motion.
It's like
with
a two-fingered whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. And then you call people back to you. And so we were talking to lesbians about sex, and just the amount of differences between lesbians and gay men is unreal when it comes to sex.
You don't say.
And so that was quite silly. It made me giggle.
That looks horrified.
So, and then on Sunday, I have big news.
Oh.
I went over to Adam's parents' house and met his parents and his sister, who's in town from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big deal.
Do they love you like everybody else loves you?
Well, I kept hitting on his dad, and so I don't know if that was really the best choice. And I kept saying, hey, y'all, keep it in the family. But it was fun. We went swimming. I got a little burnt on my shoulders. And then we played Balderdash. I forgot how much I love the game Balderdash. I want to have a Balderdash party.
Okay.
So it was a fun weekend. I also did, what else did I do? I did something else. I forget what I did.
That's okay. That's plenty. Getting back to what you asked about my face, because I have
chlamydia. The face.
I do not have chlamydia.
I think it might be chlamydia.
I woke up on Sunday morning, and I have one red spot. It's sort of an oval shaped spot near my left sideburn, and one near my hairline, up near the top of my head. And I have no idea how this happened. And no,
to, I thought he was having sex face down and got rug burn, no, but he said no.
Oh,
no.
The gay guy.
No, not at all. What I did was Saturday night before I went to bed, mm-hmm. I took 2 Tylenol PM.
And then had a girl sit on your face with her chlamydia vagina.
If only. No, I took the 2 Tylenol PM and then I went to bed, but I didn't wake up in the morning until it was like 11:30. And this is where Ace figures into this, is because I woke up and he was like really bugging me. And I was like, and I remember like hitting the snooze alarm a few times. And the only thing I can think that happened is because he did this like this morning, like when he was trying to get me up, he was like nuzzling my face. So my only assumption can be that the cats were trying to wake me up. And the way they were trying to do it was by licking my face. And cats' tongues are like sandpaper.
That's so awesome.
I can't think of any other reason why I would have the... I mean, they almost look like 2 sunburn spots.
How do you sleep through that?
Dude.
That's amazing.
The Tylenol PM... And it's not Tylenol PM. It's not the brand name. It's the Walmart version of it.
Ooh.
It is... the devil. I am never, ever taking that stuff again. I was talking to one of my friends, Chris King, who you guys know.
I know Chris King.
He told me, he goes, I stopped taking that. He goes, because I had like the weirdest dreams when I took that stuff. So there's something in that fake Tylenol PM
Rupees.
Stuff that absolutely messes with your head. But I have no idea what went on with that.
How many lines of coke did you do before taking said medication?
The only thing I did was I went to a barbecue on Saturday. That was it. I went to a barbecue
at
and
the
I
power
had
power exchange.
It was at my friend Josh's place.
Josh is in S&M.
No, there were children at this party, Larry.
Amish Josh. Oh no! I need to tell you something about drugs. So, no, it's important.
All right.
So I get a daily email from Harvard, from the Harvard Business Review. I think a lot of people do.
Go on.
Coke is at its lowest price in 35 years.
Oh, my God.
Thanks
we
for that.
We should run
update.
Out and get some
no,
once while it's on sale.
Every drug is cheaper except for weed. And it's because of America. They argue it's because of the failure of the war on drugs.
Did you read the story about the drug dealer that got busted? In Ohio, 17-year-old.
Oh, yes.
Why is everybody from Ohio or Florida?
Yeah. Because
that's where you do drugs.
It's the Florida of the North.
It makes me sad.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. I had to share that important drug update.
I know.
Coke is cheap. Buy now.
You interrupted this. This morning, Green Day released Oh Love. It's the first single from their album Uno, which is coming out in September.
How old are they? Like 45?
What does it matter? Green Day's awesome. They have 3 albums coming out, one in September, one I think in October, and then one in January, or September, November,
that's
and
a
January.
Lot of music.
Uno, Dos, and Trey. It's 3 different themed albums, and so this was how I started my day today. I don't know how I feel about this song, though. It's like it's Green Day, but it doesn't really feel as Green Day-y.
A lot more commercial sounding.
And I think that's the whole idea behind this album. And they make a conscious effort to not sound exactly the same. Like, I was reading an interview with Billy Joe Armstrong, and he's like, we don't want to sound like we did when we put out Dookie 20 years ago. Because that would be kind of weird if we didn't grow as a band and develop musically and do different things. But at this point, I'm kind of digging the song.
They're 25 years old.
Green...
Green Day has been around for the band has been around for 25 years.
Yeah, Dookie came out, I believe, in 1993.
This is like oldie.
So they've got to be 45-ish?
Yeah, I mean, that'll make you feel old, won't it? I mean, it's like, oh, wow. I mean, we had the 20th anniversary of Nirvana's Nevermind last year. And so now we're up to We're up to this. But yeah, new Green Day is out now. It's if you go to the Rolling Stone website, you can listen to it, and you can get the link to the YouTube. But if you don't have the link to YouTube, you can't, like, go to YouTube and search for it, or at least you couldn't this morning. So anyway, that's a little taste of the new Green Day song. It's called Oh Love. Yes.
Things I didn't know. Okay, fun fact, Billy Joe Armstrong, the lead singer, he's 40, he's born in 72. The other thing, he's been identified as bisexual since 1995. He's married, but he's bisexual. Did you know that?
No, I didn't really know that much about it.
I did not know that. I knew he was married.
And he has kids, I believe, or at least one kid.
He has two kids.
So there you go.
All right.
Yeah, and they're from the Bay Area. So new albums.
Never really got into them. Don't dislike them, just not... Never got on board.
Really great. I went to the American Idiot tour. I saw them in Montreal, and they were fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing them on tour. So we don't usually do that sort of thing on this show, but I was like, oh, new Green Day. I want to play it.
Can I bring in the new Slash album then so we can do a little clip? Because I already have my tickets, and I can't wait for my Slash show.
Can I bring in leaked songs of Kesha's new album?
No.
Off the chain now.
Our musical tastes are so varied.
I know.
Amongst the three of us.
Yeah. Well, mine are... I mean, I think we all have varied tastes individually. And then if you take the extremes of each of our tastes, they're all very different.
Hey, I just met you.
Oh, Lord.
This is crazy.
Somebody accidentally sent me a Facebook message about how irritated they were at that song yesterday. And then the next message was, oh... Yeah, this wasn't meant for you, but yeah, just so you know. It was really kind of funny. All right, let's start with the news today. This from Sacramento, Dateline Sacramento. A Sonora woman was arrested after deputies say she slapped her boyfriend across the face for buying the wrong kind of beer.
Fuck yeah.
Danielle Holt is going to face charges on battery and resisting arrest. Now, Tuolumne County Sheriff's deputies were called out to their place for a disturbance. When they arrived, her boyfriend told deputies that the 27-year-old had gotten drunk and talked him into walking to a nearby store to buy her another beer. Not another six-pack, but just another beer.
Which
I found really odd. So when he returned with the wrong type and refused to go back, he was slapped. The man then called 911 to report her. Deputies had to physically remove her from the house as she was fighting and screaming at the time.
The thing that struck me about this, and that was no pun not included, not right. intended, is that it's your typical drunken DV. Why did he... I mean...
I like how you just police term that. Yeah. It's a DV.
He's kind of a... It seems sort of pussy for the guy to get slapped. He's like, oh, just call 911 on you. I hate you. Not that he shouldn't, and no one should be hit or abused, and I'm not saying it was right. It just... How often, like, if everybody that got slapped called the police?
Well, I mean, but
especially during a drunken slap.
You hit me once on stage when we were recording Top 10 podcast.
I did. I hit you twice that night.
I know. I still have a bruise.
Well, and you say that, but if it were the other way around and he hit her, everybody would be like, oh, yeah, you should absolutely call the police.
Yeah, and I do think there's a level of the amount of damage that can be inflicted. And like I said, he had every right to call and nobody should be hit. And I get that. I just, for some reason, I was like... It's over a beer, and she slapped him, and he had to call 911.
So she kicked a chair at her boyfriend, and then...
She takes your beer seriously, man.
Then she kicked at the deputies as they tried to put her in the back of the patrol car. So I don't think it was quite... I don't think it was quite as simple as... She doesn't sound like a light slapper to me. She sounds like somebody who puts her whole energy into it.
Yeah, I think the way they described it may have even been sort of downplaying it. I think she may have whomped him a couple of good ones.
Oh, I'm guessing it's not the first time that she slapped him.
Yeah.
He should have learned his lesson.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, since I've been trying to eat better. I don't, I can't drink the drinks. I don't drink, as you guys know, alcohol very much. But when I do
drink, the
stuff I like is not healthy.
Like Zima.
Yes, I love me some Zima.
Wine slushies.
Exactly.
A BJ Berry Cooler.
So do you know what I had the other day that I actually liked?
What was that?
Prune juice.
Gin and tonic, I think.
Tonic's awful for you.
Gin and tonic, you think?
Why is tonic bad for me?
Do you know how much sugar is in tonic?
I was told it was made it healthier. I was better. It was mostly gin and
club
lime.
Soda. Tonic water has chlorine in it, which has crazy amount. Chlorine is so strong.
Quinine?
I can't say.
You're saying I'm drinking chlorine, Larry. No.
Quinine is so strong, the only way to even make it taste somewhat like how it does is
I thought quinine was good for you.
It's good for you, but it's crazy high in sugar.
Now I'm going to have to research it.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Were you hungover the next day?
No, I liked it, and I just had one drink, and it was good. Okay. And it wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to be hungover after one drink. Now, this isn't something we ever thought we'd see. This is crazy. A 32-year-old
so
occasional
call me baby.
Actress, Ricky Nicole Lander, who is a close pal of Patriots owner Robert Kraft, appears to be auditioning for the role of Mary Elena in something that requires her to be in a bikini. Now, okay, we get that that's normal, but she had her friend, Patriots owner Bob Kraft, have give a little bit of help running lines. But what was weird is he showed up on camera, too.
It's so weird.
It's
everything
very
about
strange.
It.
Now, he's been hanging around with her. His wife passed away a little bit ago, so it's not what you might think. But so they've they've been hanging around, and
it's
she's
not what I might think. I mean, it's not a younger girl sucking money off of an older rich guy.
Well, it's not a it's not an older guy who just ditched his wife to hang out with a younger girl. It's an older guy whose wife passed away. So there, take
all right.
That. So there's a little bit of dancing in the audition, and so you see this.
That is burned in my memory. You can stop now.
Okay. And now you get to hear him do some lines.
You were really good up there. I didn't mean that in a sexual way, but not that it wasn't erotic.
I am so embarrassed.
And then the best part?
Yahoo, what's that? Not familiar with that company.
Fuck you, pussy.
And then the fake punch.
It's just horrible. It's all horrible to watch. And she has like no. She goes, and she goes, I'm so embarrassed. So why is she even auditioning? She could just be in the bikini, and there it is.
Well,
it sounds like porn.
In the original, yeah. In the original tape, and this is a very shortly edited piece because it's been yanked out off the internet and put back up in various places. She does act more, but what I found really shocking is he's a very bad actor, and he's not really acting, he's just reading the lines. And what I found even more shocking is she's not any better than he is.
No.
And she's auditioning for this. So that caused quite a stir in Boston the other day, because the big thing was like, why is the owner of the Patriots standing in front of a green screen running lines with an actress in a bikini, because she's wearing a leopard print bikini while this is all going on.
I was thinking just everything you just said was exactly what I was thinking, Nate.
And
why?
And she's in a leopard print bikini. He's wearing a V-neck sweater over a button-down shirt. It's kind of what you'd expect, casual.
And why a green screen? Was she going to be putting in a backdrop later when she sent in her awful audition tape her weird owner boyfriend
it's
guy?
It's going to be a field of daisies.
They might have. You don't know. But
it's so bizarre. Everything about it is awkward and uncomfortable.
Absolutely craziness going on in there. But, I mean, the NFL is very conservative. And when you're talking about an NFL owner, just running these lines. And when he drops the fuck you pussy in there in the end and the fake punch. Because suddenly, at the end of this, not only is Bob Kraft on camera, there's this third guy on camera too, and all they're doing is blocking the view of the person who's supposedly auditioning. It's just the most fucked up thing I have ever seen.
Yeah, none of it makes any sense. If she's the one auditioning, she's the only one that needed to be on camera in the first place, and why she needed to be in a green screen, I still don't know.
It was wicked retarded.
Yeah.
Wicked retarded.
Most tonic water is made with corn syrup.
Oh no, you're making me really sad.
The high fructose kind? Oh no.
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh no. Now we go to a story of redemption, of moving on with your life. An ex-porn star is starting her life over on a local rescue squad in Roanoke, Virginia.
Aww.
But it's getting plenty of controversy, and county leaders aren't happy about it, and they can't do much either. Harmony Rose is a volunteer, so they're all upset about a volunteer at the Cave Spring Rescue Squad. The 29-year-old apparently left the porn industry within the last 2 years and is now an EMT with that Cave Spring Rescue Squad. The source tells WDBJ7 that she passed a criminal background check and has been working for the squad for the past several months. And the chief would not discuss her previous career. Chief Laura Alexander says Rose is currently on a 6-month probation period, and that is standard for new volunteers. Her previous career prompted Roanoke County Fire Chief Rick Birch recently to seek legal advice from the county attorney. First of all, you're going to go to the county attorney and go, all right, I know this is going to cost me like $150 an hour, but let me run this by you. We have a volunteer EMT And she used to do porn. What can we do about it? Anything? Anything?
How do we know she's not undercover for a role? And when there's a hot guy, she's going to be like, you need help with your pants. But I mean, really, porn is not illegal, people. Being a whore is not illegal.
It just, it all reminds me of that whole not in my backyard stuff. Like, right. We don't want people to be criminals and we want them to be upstanding citizens, but we don't want them to be near us if it makes us uncomfortable. Like, you were a felon who did your time and got rehabilitated and you want a job. That's great. You should have a job and not be a criminal, but don't do it near me.
Right. So Roanoke County Attorney Paul Mahoney says points out that rescue squads tend to have volunteer trainees as young as 16 and 17. And the letter that was put out said, will parents be unwilling to allow their minor children to participate under these circumstances?
Close-minded ones will, yeah.
Will this harm future volunteer recruitment? And the last line of the letter says, it is my recommendation that you support the decision of the volunteer chief if she decides to terminate the membership of this individual. So you have somebody who's volunteering to be an EMT. And by volunteer, I mean you don't really get paid. And you're going out, you're picking people up who need to be brought to the hospital. You're a first responder. And they're like, no, we don't want to you to do that.
We don't like your last job.
Yeah, we don't like the fact that you used to chug cock for a living. That's very upsetting to us. Because if you then give us mouth to mouth, it's like we were chugging air cock from 2 years ago. which I found to be a very interesting.
If you're having a medical crisis and she's the only one there, trust me, you're gonna be glad she's standing there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have someone that was a porn star, ex porn star, be a EMT than an ex executive from Goldman Sachs.
Right.
Although, which one? Who's fucked the most people?
Hey now,
I bet she's good with her hands.
Oh,
stop there.
Lung capacity, little bit of lung capacity.
She knows how to handle a lot of loads at once. No, yes. Like if you're called in different calls, how to like stretch it out and relax. You can't let the pressure get to you. You just have to take a deep breath and enjoy it.
It's true.
Should we time how many of these you can do in a minute?
That's what she said.
Ah!
It's never ending.
It just keeps going and going and going.
That's what
and
he
going.
Said. I wonder if she really, when she takes off her clothes, if she like falls back into porn mood every once in a while. Like, it's hot in this EMT rig. I need to take off this tight blouse.
Well, By the way,
when I just did that, she sounded super gay.
I often wonder, like, especially former female porn stars, if once they retire and they're in a relationship, that if you want to have sex with them, they're like, oh my God. It's like somebody who used to dig ditches for a living, and then they have to do some gardening, and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you want me to like dig holes to plant your tomato plants.
People used to tease me about that with my parents because my dad
was a porn star.
Was an obstetrician gynecologist.
Same thing.
Yep.
And my mom was the nurse and office manager in his office. And people were like, after a long day at the office, does he want to come home and have anything to do with your mom's vagina? I'm like, I don't know. I don't want
to
know.
Do you appreciate jokes about your parents or no?
Sure.
If they're funny.
Though that's probably why they're into anal sex so much.
Right? Because he doesn't do prostate exams on women.
Yeah, he doesn't have to see her vagina.
Right?
Well, maybe that's why he just, he liked to lick box so much, because he didn't get to do that at work.
No, that would be bad.
I wonder if there's any OBGYNs that are really into trannies. Because you might want a woman, but you're tired of looking at vaginas all day, especially if it's gross and infected and stuff. So this way you get a chick with a dick, it's like the present in the pants.
Yeah.
A present in the pants.
Yeah.
You made me think of the movie Ted when you said that. Because it's fully your mom's box.
All right. That's a good place to move on to our original segment. It's time for...
Cool!
Tool!
Whoa. All right. Cooler Tool this week is brought to you by our Amazon page. Hey, if you're going to shop Amazon, and you know you are, unless you're one of those super shop local jerks, you know who you are. Please click through NateDarlingShow.com. It's the Shop Amazon Through Us tab. And it helps us out. Doesn't cost you anything extra. And it supports the show. That's a cool way to go. All right. First up in Cooler Tool, the Slappy Lady.
Tool.
Mel, what do you think?
Oh, the right answer is Tool. You should not hit people, and you should get your own beer if you can get your own beer. And if you're too drunk, you should stop drinking beer and sober up. So I have to go Tool, but I kind of think it's a little funny. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go Cool, and here's why. Because this is a lady who obviously is a connoisseur of the beers, and she knows the beer that she demands. And if he didn't listen when he went out to get the beer, then he probably deserves to get a little bit of a love tap.
Don't you really want to know, though, what she wanted and what he brought? Because I have a feeling like Miller High Life and Keystone are in there, both.
How dare you besmirch the name of Miller High Life.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that Coors Light was probably the choice. That tends to be the choice of people who know nothing about beer. All right, up next in Cooler Tool, Bob Kraft, owner of the Patriots, for helping his gal pal run some lines so she could audition. Mel.
Tool. And embarrassing and awkward and a bad actor. Tool, double tool, quadruple tool.
Larry?
Cool.com.
Yeah.
Why, Larry?
Because he's an idiot. I appreciate her assisting.
What?
I appreciate
none of that
him
made sense to
no,
me.
No,
let's
nothing.
Rewind. I appreciate that he wants to help her out. But
so he's
he,
cool?
No, he's a tool.
You said cool.com.
I said tool.com.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so confused.
I heard the same thing you did, Mel. Sorry.
Let me rephrase. Tool.com.
All
right. I'm going to go cool on this one as well because, you know what? I have to admire the fact that he's willing to just throw caution to the wind and be out there and go, because he could have very easily gone, you know what? I don't want to do it. I mean, why are you going to help me do
probably
that?
Probably should have done that.
He's a whore.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, maybe he should have. Maybe he should have said that. But you know what? He was thinking of her and her career.
Oh God!
And that
I'm gonna vomit.
Makes him cool.
You are insane and adorable.
Maybe so. All right, and finally, in Cooler Tool, I think we're going to get an agreement on this last one. The county leaders who were unhappy about a former porn star being an EMT, Larry.
Cool. We have to defend family. Oh wait, fuck no. Tool because they're stupid.
It's true. They are
that
stupid.
That was adorable, Larry.
Yay.
Tools.
Yeah, absolutely. Tools. Settle down. Chick wants to volunteer and help out and help the community and be part of it. And the fact that you're just so fucking uptight that you can't stand somebody who used to do something that you don't happen to like, but you probably pleasure yourself to. Fuck you. You know what it is? It's a bunch of uptight housewives who are afraid that their husbands are going to see her and they're going to remember the time they beat off to her movie.
And start faking heart attacks all over town.
We should send some porn to them. I know I'm making noises.
You are. Hold on.
You
let me
always make noises.
Yeah, I'm done now.
Okay. I just want to make sure you're done. Yeah. I don't know what is up with the new Puritan. Never mind. The Puritan outlook of people. Because it's ridiculous.
So that being said, apparently now with the 50 Shades of Grey and so on and so forth, the sale of sex toys has gone up like 100-fold apparently in the last couple months.
Sure.
You mean sexual novelties for those of us that might be in states like Kansas where you can't buy sex toys?
Yeah.
Novelties.
That sounds like ice cream.
It does, a little bit.
How about Chick-fil-A, who issued a statement because they're very anti-gay, very, very anti-gay. And they issued a response to criticism about being anti-gay. And they said, we are unapologetically pro-family. We're a privately run business. We're all married to our first wives. We worship Jesus. And we don't, you know, support or condone any type of sinful activity.
You know what?
Who wants some chicken?
Well,
I've never been to Chick-fil-A. I think I'm going to keep it that way.
It's good. Don't.
I have. It's very good. And I don't go often. And while I don't think what they're saying is good, they are a private business and they do have every right as a private business to donate their funds to whomever they like.
But
and
it doesn't mean I'm going to support that.
No, exactly. And you have every right to say, no, that's wrong. I'm not going to go there. And you have every right to say, no, that's homophobic. But again, it's a private business. You don't have to go there. Hell, on Sunday, they're closed. You can't even go.
Here's the problem, though, and this has happened in college campuses. Should a Chick-fil-A be allowed to exist on a public college campus?
No, I don't believe so. Okay. And here's why. Because they are so outspoken against a certain percentage of the students on that campus that is a publicly funded campus that that's why they shouldn't be allowed there. And for that reason alone, if you're going to take that outspoken stance, fine, you're a private business, go ahead and do it. But you should not be allowed on a public school campus where somewhere between 10 and however many percent of the students are going to fall into that category of people that you just classified as sinners. And then if you, and yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
What makes their food so good? What is it about it?
It's just good.
Fried the way they do it. It's chicken. All it's chicken and waffle fries. It's Southern. It's like roasted. It's like the Southern style chicken at McDonald's. Speaking of, I would like to open a restaurant called David Duke's House of Chicken and Waffles. You know David Duke, the former KKK leader.
Sure.
That'd be awesome if you opened like a soul food restaurant. That'd be if you want to eat soul food but afraid of the coloreds, come to David Duke's House of Chicken and Waffles.
You're so wrong.
No, I know. But wouldn't that be hysterical?
A little bit.
I'd be scared. I went to the police academy with a guy who was the son of like a grand dragon. I was terrified that I was going to get killed in my sleep the entire police academy.
By who? The grand dragon?
Or his crazy son.
Oh, is it because you're a Jew?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite things is when anyone gets anything sympathetic towards the KKK, I get very angry because more so than being anti-black, which they were very strongly, they were extremely right. anti-Catholic and anti-gay. And as two of those things, black and Catholic,
right.
When I was a tour guide at my college, I'd always point out where the KKK burned crosses on our campus because they didn't believe that foreigners, such as Catholics, should be allowed in our country.
Yeah, they're very hardcore.
They didn't like Irish people either.
Well, who can blame them?
Fuck you. Go back to Canada or the fuck your people are from.
Yeah, go take your potatoes and go back home. Whatever. No,
Point, what other country the size of Ireland has had the impact on the world that Ireland has had?
Oh,
you can't. Okay. Ireland's the size of Rhode Island, almost.
Except bigger.
It's really not. But
no, not at all.
More like Connecticut.
Sure, sure. You know, it's the whiskey and the Bono.
I can't tell Mel's people to go back because that would make me anti-Semitic.
Well, where would they go? Really, where would they go?
We can't go home.
You can't go home. And I know that the Jewish homeland is Israel, but that's not really where most Jewish people hail from.
They hail from Southern Florida.
Oh, well, now they do.
Well,
sure.
That's where their grandparents are.
And that, you know, honestly, that's where most French-Canadian old people hail from, too.
Oh, my God. No, seriously. Whenever my parents have a house in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
Why are there so many fucking Canadians down there?
Well, because it's cold in Canada, Larry.
It's
and you can't,
crazy.
And you can't
everywhere
keep the
go,
heat
Quebec,
on.
Quebec, Quebec,
yeah.
Quebec, Quebec, Quebec.
They're called snowbirds. And right. all the ones from Quebec and Ontario go down to Florida. All the ones from the western provinces go to Palm Springs and Palm Desert. That's where they spend their winters, and in Arizona.
Dude, is that why they have poutine some places?
Yeah, that's exactly why. Because there's a reason for it. And so it's really weird because in Florida you've got old people. You've got generic old people. And then you've got old people from Quebec. We go down
Quebec.
There, and then you've got...
gays and Cubans.
And gays and Cubans.
And tons of Jews.
Which, fun fact, straighties. So I know you might think Miami's where all the gays are. They're not. It hasn't been that way for 10 years.
Where have they gone?
All the gays moved north to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay.
Specifically, they overtook... I'm not joking. They've overtaken an entire suburb called Wilton Manors.
Oh, you were telling us about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no one... Like, this is how... When someone says they're like, oh, the gays are all in Miami. I'm like, girl, you are out of touch. False. All the gays are in Fort Lauderdale. They are out Cubaned and moved to Fort Lauderdale.
Oh my God! There's something stronger than gays taking over neighborhoods. Cubans.
Yeah.
The way he described it, it was like locusts taking over the land. It was really weird.
Well, Miami got really weird for a while. And
what?
Because gays love to redo things. In Miami, everything was new, and they redid what they could, and they needed something else. So they moved up north to Fort Lauderdale.
Mm.
Literally, there are so many gay places. It's one of those things people are like, no. I had someone that swore to me Fort Lauderdale wasn't happening. And I was like, talk to any Southern Florida gay. They'll tell you. Wilton Manors.
I don't know any Southern Florida gays.
I don't either. I'm sorry.
I can refer you. Wilton Manors, I think, has the highest concentration of... They're the only gay majority, even
per
more
capita.
So than West Hollywood. They're the majority gay city government.
I would be willing to bet that there's a Facebook group for Southern Florida gays. I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to check.
At least one. Larry's on his phone checking right
there's
now.
There's a Facebook page for people with my last name I found.
Oh, God. I haven't talked about this before, and this is one thing. I don't talk about my ex-wives very much, but I'm going to bring
this
up just because...
I'm sorry, it's so funny you say wives.
Look, I'm 0 for 2. Leave me alone. At least I'm trying. I'm like you, Larry. Shh.
No!
Yeah.
Way to rub it in my face.
That's right.
Which, by the way, I'm missing a no-on-hate photo shoot right now to be here.
We appreciate that.
Do you love how I'm, like, with you and not getting married? I won't get married till you can be married, Larry. How about that?
Thanks.
Because I love you.
Okay.
Love you.
So this was what I found. This is going back to the earlier days of the internet. My first wife, her name was Wendy, and this was when Yahoo groups were kind of a big deal, and she decided that she was into like Yahoo groups, and you know how it's like common interests like knitting or crocheting or whatever. She joined a Yahoo group, and the common interest that these people all had was that their first name was Wendy. Which I was like,
did they talk about like Peter Pan and stuff a lot?
Well, her name was Wendy Darling, which is the name from Peter Pan. But
is that the only reason she married you?
I don't think so. I think you know, being really
then
good
it'll
at,
be perfect.
Probably being really good at
can
sex
we get
probably
a dog and name
it
Nana?
No, stop it.
Why not?
So that was one of those interesting things that I found that was like, really? So what do you talk about that your parents all chose the same name? I mean, what?
But do you remember when Facebook, like 2, 3, 4 years ago, had people were joining groups all over the place? Like, I, you know, enjoy flipping the pillow over to the cool side group and like hundreds of thousands of join. My favorite was, I enjoy sitting on the toilet and hearing the plop, plop, plop of my poo.
Wow. I'm always baffled by all the people that just like stuff. Like, why do you, I like bread. I like coffee. Who cares?
You don't like coffee and bread?
I don't want to put on Facebook that I like it. What is the point? What does that gain me?
It shows people that you really like those things.
It's stupid.
If I put my wiener on there, would you like my wiener?
I probably would like your wiener.
I do like someone said this once. I want to change my name to No One. So when you like something on a Facebook page, it says No One likes this.
Uh-huh.
That's silly. Nate Darling's doing things with his computer.
Yeah, I'm getting a low battery signal over on the recording computer, so I'm trying to...
One of the kitties unplugged you again?
No, I'm not unplugged. That's the weird thing about it. So I'm kind of curious what's going on. So we're going to move on right now to the parody song that made me chuckle. So let's take a quick listen to this.
And who's doing this?
It's jest.com. I'm not really sure the name of the group. So it's a parody of One Direction.
But this isn't One Direction.
No.
Okay, because I don't know what they look like. And these guys are adorable. They're very boy bandy looking. Your laptop's new. Think it's on mute. Then it blasts the glee version of I'm a slave for you. I'm a slave for you. 12-year-olds play Castle Bill on Facebook. 12-year-old girls and you. You've got the I'm just too old for this feeling. When you can't believe Jenny got caught dealing, and you got stars and moons up on your ceiling. Don't be ashamed. Oh, you're a grown-up teenage girl.
It's an epidemic, by the way. So it's not just a funny song. It is a huge epidemic when being back dating. It's really weird to see so many women in their 30s and in their early 40s who are really grown-up teenage girls. It's like, what?
Why do we have to grow up? Why can't I like this song? I can't like boy band. Why are you watching Twilight? You're not even stoned. It's okay. The lip gloss is a little
queer. Torrenting iCarly, that's your choice. So yeah, it's just sort of. Okay, you can like certain things, but when you're based around like the really like you haven't developed into an adult, it's called growing up.
Yeah.
That's why.
Lame. I don't have Bieber fever or Twilight fever.
Your beaver has a fever, that's why you put gel on it.
Right.
So, fun fact about Wilton Manors. There's an entirely gay shopping center.
Of course there is.
Augie themed. There's a large store.
What
does that mean?
Yeah.
Probably clothes stores, very high-end designer stores, home decorating, and a lot of gay sex stores. And then...
Because pretty much gay people are like everybody else, and they just use the regular stuff that everybody else
uses, right?
But it's
more openly gay for gay people to be comfortable. Just like you assume a regular mall is like for straight people.
Let's try one out.
Fun fact, Wilton Manors has approximately 1,270% more gay men per capita than the national average.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. It's a little bit weird, yeah.
They overtook a suburb. We're coming for Elk Grove, bitches.
I wonder how they, because you've got a lot of really conservative politicians in Florida who are.
Interesting story. There's a Republican representative that covers Wilton Manors. She's the first Republican congressman to come out and to say DOMA needs to be repealed.
The what now?
DOMA needs to be repealed.
What is, for people who
I'm
don't
sorry,
know what is DOMA?
Defense of Marriage Act, which was signed by supposedly the most gay-friendly president in history, William Jefferson Clinton, which forbids any federal recognition of gay marriage, which is why gay marriage as a state issue means nothing. Because if you get married in California, wrong example, because we don't have gay marriage. If you get gay married in Iowa and you come to California, California has no legal authority to recognize that marriage.
Right.
It would be the same thing in the 60s. We progressed in equal rights because of the Federal Equal Rights Act. Because guess what? The South would still be segregated because federal laws supersede state laws. And until that happens, it doesn't mean anything because most all rights and privileges granted by marriage are on a federal level, not a state level.
That has got to be hilarious for that representative. Like, I'm still Republican, but all my constituents are gay. What do I do?
Well, you know what? Act like a fucking human being. It's time
but
to.
But they're
start.
Icky.
Yeah, I know. I know they are.
Republicans?
Yeah. You know that's what she's thinking. She's got to be freaked out.
No, she's actually pretty progressive.
Really. Yeah. Well, we've gotten to a point where, we've gone a little political on the show, but yeah, fuck it. We've come to a point in the country where it's so weird. It used to be when I was younger, you could have Republicans that were like, you know what? They can be progressive on social issues and conservative on financial issues. And the same thing for Democrats. They could be conservative on. I mean, that was a Southern Democrat for the longest time.
Yep.
It was like, look, I'm for social programs and the electric chair. And there was nothing wrong with that. You could have differing viewpoints. You could use your brain to think about what issues you supported and what issues you didn't and what mattered to your constituency. And now everything has just been fucking hijacked to the point where you have to follow this party line. It got so bad that a senator from my home state, Jim Jeffords, who was a Republican, left the party to become an independent because he just couldn't caucus with them anymore.
He said caucus.
I know. He was just, I mean, and yeah, he's kind of a maverick. He's kind of a weird dude, but he was always one of those more socially liberal Republicans. But he was in line with, in terms of financial stuff, more in line conservatively. But he reached a point where he was like, you know what, this just isn't right anymore, and I can't be with this party. And this is somebody who'd been in Congress for like 30 years when he just reached a point where he was like, you know what, I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it anymore. And it's gotten to the point with the Tea Party taking over everything that Republicans who used to be conservative Republicans are getting beat out in primaries because they're not conservative enough. It's baffling. I mean, the conservative purity test that they have, speaking of fucking purity tests, the conservative purity test, Reagan wouldn't even come close to passing. And they hold up pictures of Reagan as the paragon of the conservative movement, which he is. But they're so far to the right of Reagan, they can't even fucking see his grave.
Yeah,
they're crazy. They're fucking nuts.
That's why I'm voting for Mel for president.
I think I would do a good job.
I think you would, too. And speaking of crazy, Rush Limbaugh today, and I didn't listen. Somebody posted a link to this, and I didn't believe it. It wasn't that I didn't believe it. It was that I'm like, oh, somebody must be exaggerating.
No, so, he's fucking crazy.
Uh-huh. He is. So the whole thing was like, I'm going to find it. I'm going to read it directly from his website, from rushlimbaugh.com. It's called here's the headline, and this is a transcript from his show, too. The Batman Campaign. And this is Rush Limbaugh.
That's racist.
Have you heard this new movie, the Batman movie? What is it? The Dark Knight Lights Up or whatever the name is. That's right, The Dark Knight Rises, Light Up, same thing. Do you know that the name of the villain in this movie, Bane, the villain in The Dark Knight Rises is named Bane, B-A-N-E. What is the name of the venture capital firm that Romney ran around, which there's now this make-believe controversy?
But Bane, the evil villain's been in existence since like the early 80s in Bane. The comic books.
The movie has been in the works for a long time. The release date's been known, summer 2012, for a long time. Do you think that it's accidental that the name of the really vicious, fire-breathing, four-eyed, whatever it is, villain in this movie is named Bane?
He doesn't fire breathe, nor is he four-eyed, and he's been in existence, I think, since like 82 or 83, I swear to God.
In case you're wondering what's going on, I am so astounded by this, I have told the broadcast engineer to play whatever he feels like. So he's on his own, he's getting no help from me. He can put that little soundbite anywhere, anytime he thinks it's called for. It's totally up to him. I don't know when it's going to happen. I had Cookie roll off the little excerpt of the big long bite that thing's going to show up tonight because I can't tell you how it's affecting me. And it's the bite he's talking about is Obama saying somebody else made that happen. So he's going on this big retarded rant. Yeah, I said retarded. It's fucking retarded. I'm sorry, if your child has is developmentally disabled, I'm not talking about them. Rush Limbaugh is retarded. And if he's serious, he's even more retarded. Because this is the most ridiculous thing, to be on this assertion that the Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, the end of this trilogy, is somehow this big political liberal conspiracy to put down Mitt Romney. It's been in the works for a long time, but Jesus Christ, how long have we known that Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee? I mean,
batshit crazy.
I know. It could be the pizza guy or Ron Paul or whoever else.
What's annoying is that I'm angry at the Republican Party because instead of having a viable candidate that actually could challenge people on the ideas, which I think there's validity to do that,
right,
they put a jackass who refuses to release his records and has lied repeatedly. Like, I'm over it. I'm already over the presidential. Oh, and what's funny is I forget not being in Ohio what it's like. When I was home for the 4th of July, I'm not exaggerating, every commercial already is about the presidential election and all the PACs buying airspace.
Mm.
My parents are like, they can't even handle it.
Yeah, they should move to Florida. Oh, wait, that's worse.
Oh, wait!
Hey, by the way, you know you can hear our show. Sometimes it's funny and sometimes we yell a lot because that's what podcasts are for. We're on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows like ours directly from your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or Palm Phone on demand or on the go. Hey, if you don't have Stitcher, download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the App Store, Stitcher Smart Radio. It's the smarter way to listen to radio. Speaking of kind of nutty, Oregon State Police arrested a 28-year-old Theodore G. Saranov of Salem, Oregon on Saturday after he was spotted swinging a 3-foot samurai sword and swearing at state parks employees near the Capitol building.
Now, to be fair, this happened to me, but it was a baton, and I was at Capitol Park.
Right. He was reportedly yelling obscenities at a landscaper near the State Library and Public Service Building at 8:23 a.m. on Saturday. The witness said he felt threatened, and Saranov got within several feet swinging his sword. No kidding? Dude swinging a samurai sword and yelling obscenities at you at 8:30 in the morning? You felt threatened?
He's a samurai that takes gardening very seriously.
He does! You're pruning that wrong, motherfucker!
That's what he said.
So the state police troopers responded and arrested him at gunpoint. A mental health examination is pending, according to a police press release. He's in custody in jail and faces disorderly conduct and menacing charges.
Awesome.
I just love any story with a samurai sword. I'm sorry, I just do.
I feel you.
And I mean, I feel bad for the guy because he's obviously mentally disturbed. But where is his family and what are they doing? At what point did they step in where they're like, you know what, he has a hobby. He likes collecting swords.
Or he's totally sane and a samurai.
Oh, he could be. Although, I don't know a lot of samurais with, like, Slavic or Russian last names. They're usually more in the Japanese variety.
That's racist.
He's a transplant.
He's a tranny?
No, it's profiling, Larry. It's not racist.
Oh.
Because I didn't say it was wrong. I just said that's the way it is. So, yeah, that's from peaceful Oregon. Peaceful, hippy-dippy, pot-smoking Oregon. Except for that one guy. You know what? The most shocking thing about that whole story wasn't that it was a samurai sword swinging around at the Capitol. It was that somebody's up at 8:30 in the morning on a Saturday in Oregon.
I dated a guy once that was really into like World of Warcraft and samurai swords and all that kind of stuff and Renaissance fair things.
Yay.
And I was over to his house one day, and he was like, "You want to see my swords?" And I didn't know if it was a euphemism. It wasn't. No. And he got out of the closet, like, all of these, like, swords and battle axes. But, like, his room was kind of small. He started swinging them around. I thought, one of us is going to lose a toe. So I departed.
Your thought went to toe. Not he's going to slice off one of my nipples. Not that I could get stabbed or lose an eye, but my toe.
My toe. I was barefoot, and I was worried for my feet.
I need these for flip-flops later. I can't be looking odd.
Yeah. You were doing it raw.
Oh, it's craziness. All right.
Talk about, like, grown-up women, girl people, guys that still swing swords around.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's an epidemic. It's not just a female epidemic. That song just pointed out the female epidemic. Look, if you're sitting in front of your TV just playing video games for 10, 12 hours at a time, or you spend the whole weekend doing that, like a 14-year-old, and you're, I don't know, 40, stop it. Go outside. Go for a walk.
I think there should be a balance, though. Like, sometimes I get annoyed that people my age tend to get a little too unfun.
Yeah.
Like, I really like going to, like, the Scottish games and stuff like that. And I see a lot of the guys that are dressed up, and they're wearing their kilts, and they're wearing their stuff. And I'm like, that's cool. They really get into it. They're really embracing it. And then you see the people, like, they're stupid. They look stupid. I'm like, relax a little. Go out of your comfort zone and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, let them have some fun. That's what it's there for. It's all about balance. That's what I was saying. Yeah, okay. You can like Katy Perry and you can bop around to whatever you want, but don't make that the focus of your life. All right. Well, that's been fun. It was a lot of yelling.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
We all got a little bit angry, and I think that's a good show.
My ears felt fuzzy.
Did they?
I couldn't hear myself, so I hope I wasn't screaming.
No.
No, you weren't.
Okay, good.
No, you weren't. I was for a little bit.
I think because I got sunburn, and the sunburn's just gone away.
Yeah, mostly when I was imitating Rush Limbaugh. Yeah. Sorry. Is that decent enough? Well, you don't listen to Rush Limbaugh. Really?
No, I've heard him. You do a pretty good job.
He's crazy. All right. Well, we've reached pretty much the end of the show, and of course, that means it's time for
Small Town News, Small Town News. Everybody loves that Small Town News.
That's right. Small Town News. And I kept it in New England this time for Small Town News. It's getting harder to find it because I got to go hunting a little bit further. But
By the way, I listened to this amazing This American Life that was all about local news and how there's this new company that's buying almost every small town newspaper and making automatic news from reporters in the Philippines where they paid like 23 cents an article.
That's great.
I'll post it on our Facebook page.
So the headline, Biologist's ID, Holden Mystery Beast. The photo is an eye-catcher. The scene as it unfolded was just as eye-catching for Holden resident Jennifer Newcomb. That's right. Let me scroll back here. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. I was home with the kids, Newcomb recounted, describing an event that took place in June. I could see the animal. At first, I thought it was my neighbor's dog. It wasn't. Instead, Newcomb watched as a large cat prowled up to the edge of her 1,000-foot-long driveway, stopping periodically to mark its territory. Sorry, 1,000-foot-long driveway, bitches. It's a long driveway.
That's the country you live in.
Newcomb grabbed her camera, hurried downstairs, and took the shot that we see here on the thing. We'll put the picture on the post so you can look at it. Instead, Newcomb watched as a large cat prowled up the edge. Okay. At first, you question yourself about what you saw, Newcomb said. Is this really what I think it is? And I'm still not sure what it is, to be honest.
A puma?
I sent the photo to our local animal control officer. He came up and said he thought it was a 40 to 50-pound cat. But was it? She said her main concern was the safety of her children. Of course, if the photo she took was of an animal that could harm them, she wanted to know. If not, she was satisfied. She didn't take the photo to become famous or capturing proof of a yet unheard of Maine Black Panther. No. Now, if you take a look at the photo again, if you take a look at the size of the truck in the foreground and the cat in the background, you kind of got to look at it. Biologists say that it's a common mistake has been made. It's a great example of perspective and size referencing. It is, in fact, just a kitty cat.
But what?
It's just a kitty cat,
I can see
now.
How the perspective would be skewed in your picture, but does that mean she was a ding-dong or trying to pull one over on people, or she could not tell perspective from where she was standing?
Well, I think it's that. Stupid. I think it was that, and I think she was probably afraid because she had little kids. And the biologist said, and I quote, "This is, without a doubt, a very large male tomcat. A kitty cat."
Wow.
So a large male tomcat, that could be about 20 pounds. So guy was half
cat,
right.
My cat was 20 pounds.
Yeah. So there's little hints in the picture. And I will post the picture on the, if you go to NateDarlingShow.com, that will be on the post.
It's a monster.
We should go to the mall and get glamour shots one day.
I've always wanted to do that because I want somebody to do my makeup and make me look pretty.
I want to do over-the-shoulder pose with some wind.
Well, I can't do that until these red things clear up on my face. No. It's just not going to be right.
And don't let the cats lick your face anymore.
Dude, I'm never
taking... Do you have any dates coming up? I hope not. People are going to think you're syphilis.
I do not. I don't believe that's the indication of syphilis.
If a girl texted me, which I have lots of girls that go on dates.
Right.
I'd be like, he's got syphilis, run.
It's
actually pre-programmed in my phone.
Don't let him put his forehead near your vagina.
Oh.
No matter what you do, keep his forehead away from your vagina.
He can tow you.
Hey, I'll see you guys at the Comedy Spot for Lady Business this weekend.
That's right. Lady Business coming up this weekend. Next weekend, it's in your Facebook. With me and our newest cast member, Larry Mead.
Yay!
You're going to be there, right?
I think so.
So hilarious.
No, I can't remember if I'm missing the first.
I think you're going to be there. It's
the
28th.
You're so very Larry.
Yeah, you're going to be there for it. So we wouldn't expect anything less from
you. I haven't finished my nuts yet, but I forgot to give you one.
No, I stole one.
Oh, good.
God, your nuts are so salty. Just that's true.
My nuts are sweet and crunchy and delicious.
Oh, your nuts. Eric from Portland, are you still listening to us?
I think he is. I just think he's stopped writing.
I think you should write something to Nate and he'll pass it on to us.
Yeah, because we don't ever check our own emails.
Yeah, if you want to write the show, it's natedarlingshow@rocketmail.com.
Rocketmail!
We'll talk about it later. We might yell about it, but in the end, we'll just make up poopy sexy jokes.
Yeah.
Stuff like that and move on with our day. Hey, everybody, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. For my friend Larry.
Au revoir, amigo.
And my friend Mel.
Shalom.
I'm Nate saying, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Someone's out there.